everyone. Alison here. I'm at Age UK Todmorden with Catherine Rossborough again to find out what's planned for us for the festive season. Hello, Catherine.
Hello, Alison.
What have you got on your programme at the moment?
Well, quite a few things coming up in December.
Good.
The first thing I'd like to tell you about is we're doing our usual Christmas shopping trip. And this year it's to Boundary Mill.
Good.
It's on Wednesday, December the 2nd, and it's free. And this is a trip for people who don't get out and about much, so we'll have a fully accessible minibus. We can take wheelchairs, and carers are welcome to come along as well. But it will be popular.
I'm sure it will.
So book early.
Yes, and you're getting there before the crowds start rushing in for last-minute presents.
We hope so. I'm not a fan of Christmas shopping myself.
Neither am I.
Right, the next thing I'll tell you about is happening on Thursday, December the 3rd. And I don't know whether you've heard about Cafe Culture in Hebden Bridge.
No, this is a new one to me.
Well, it's in the Town Hall in Hebden Bridge, and it's interesting talks for older people, which is held in the Waterfront Hall, which is a really nice room.
It's a nice room, isn't it?
Just beside the river. Uh-huh. And the transport, we're doing one event with them, as I said, on Thursday, December the 3rd, and it's called Noel Nostalgia, How the Victorians Influence Our Christmas Today. Transport will be provided from Todmorden down to Hebden Bridge and back. There's this delightful talk and slideshow, and there will be tea and cake included. It costs £5 per person, £3 for concessions, which is
a lot of people.
Yes. And just contact the office to book your place.
Again, that sounds really interesting.
It does. And again, we can take wheelchairs, and people's carers are welcome to come along too.
Brilliant. So that's something to consider.
And in the same week, so we've got quite a lot going on that week. On Sunday, the 6th of December, we have our Christmas afternoon tea at Roomfield House. And that's from 2 o'clock to 4 o'clock. Tickets can be purchased in advance from the office for £3, or you can pay on the door. If you can't get there under your own steam, we can provide some transport, but we only have a limited number of volunteers, so you would need to contact the office early to arrange that, at least a week in advance, maybe more.
And I can assure people the food is brilliant at the afternoon teas. It's well worth coming.
Some of it baked by Alison.
Some of it baked by me, my fair hands.
Yeah, I recommend the shortbread biscuits. Then on the 19th of December, we're having a Christmas coffee morning at Central Methodists from 10 o'clock to 12 noon as a fundraiser for our winter activities. There'll be mince pies, of course, a raffle, and there'll be a stall selling Christmas goodies. Admission is £1, and tickets are available in advance from the office or on the door.
So that's quite busy with trips and social activities.
Yes, it is. Now, the other thing, which is actually happening before the events that I've told you about, is Kids Fest.
Oh, that's on the day they switch on the lights, isn't it?
It is, and the same day as the Lamplighter Parade.
Yes.
But Age UK is having a quiet corner there, a chance for older people and children to spend some time together. So if you just call in at the Town Hall between 12 o'clock and 3... And I think they'll bring grandchildren, I think.
Yes.
Lots of things to do there.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Now, a few other things to tell you about, one which you probably know about already, Alison.
I think I probably do.
We've just found out that the talking newspaper for Todmorden has gone online. And the website, which I'm sure you all know already, but it's www.tntod.org.uk, and it means that not just people who are able to access it on the usual memory stick, but everybody in Todmorden can
access it. Yes.
Yeah. And I've had a look myself, and it's
very good.
Yeah,
yes.
And very easy to use.
And
as
I know
well.
Some of our members are of the talking newspaper, Clan are using it.
Yeah.
So, yes, it's very good.
It is very good. Now, this may be gone by the time
this comes out.
Yes, but just in case it's not, we've recently been given a three-wheeled walker to pass on to anybody who might need one. We haven't checked it for safety. That's something that people would need to do themselves.
Yes.
And the person who donated it has just asked if somebody would like it, if they could just give a small donation to Age UK Todmorden.
So if anybody's interested, get in touch with the office quickly.
Yes.
Please.
Before it goes.
Yes.
Another thing I wanted to tell you about is we've been asked to ask people if anyone wants to set up a Todmorden men's shed group. Now, men's sheds groups have started up all over the country in the last couple of years. A men's shed is a larger version of a typical man's shed in the garden.
Oh, right.
So a place where a man can feel at home and work on projects. And so a men's shed offers this to a group of men, a friendly, inclusive place where men can come together to work on their own or community projects. If you'd like to form a local group or would just like to find out more, contact Chris Jones, and his phone number is 07850 947 977.
Okay.
And he'll be able to give more information.
It would get the men out from under the feet, wouldn't it?
It would.
I didn't say that, gentlemen who are listening.
No, I really didn't. But every man should have a shed.
Every man should have a shed, yes.
Now, just want to tell you about this winter at Age UK Todmorden. You know we offer an information and advice service, and we're focusing on helping older people to claim all the benefits they're entitled to. So if people want a quick confidential chat just to check whether they're getting all the benefits they should be getting, just give us a ring on the usual number. We also have a selection of free booklets for the winter months, including things like Winter Wrapped Up, which just tells you more about keeping safe and warm.
Yes.
Save Energy, Pay Less, which tells you about how to access cheaper energy, how to save energy. So people can just call in the office for that. We also have free thermometers so that you can just check whether
they're useful.
Yeah.
Yes.
And
yes.
We even if people have one, we can still give you a second one so that you can check the temperature,
bedroom and sitting room, and keep two rooms warm throughout
the winter.
Yes.
And I think that's it.
Is that it for today?
Yes.
But let's have your phone number, please.
All right. The usual number is 01706 817926.
Great. And dare I say it, our next meeting will be in January, won't it, Catherine?
Next year.
Yes, next year. So it'll be after all the Christmas festivities.
It will. I'm not even thinking about Christmas yet.
So for anybody that's interested in any of the trips or the social events, or even please come and support us at the coffee morning at Central. We'd be delighted to see people.
We would.
Okay. And wishing everybody, may I say, a happy Christmas. And we'll speak again in the new year. Bye for now.